Okay, good afternoon. I am Dave Cortese, Chair of the Commission, and I'm going to step in and chair the Ledge Committee. Chair, Vice Chair are not here. In addition, I'm understanding that I have to sort of self-deputize to vote to have a quorum and also to identify one more. Well, we'll go with immediate past Chair, Amy Rainworth, who's still here. And just to note, we appreciate Commissioner Tissier still being here as available to deputize if we absolutely need to here. Let's get to the agenda. I know there's at least one very urgent item on the agenda, but can we confirm that we do, in fact, have a quorum with those
We have additions? A quorum.
Thank you very much. Consent calendar, is there a motion to move the consent calendar? Moved by Spearing, seconded by Rainworth. All in favor, aye. Opposed, abstentions, that carries unanimously. And now for the report reports under item 3, starting with SB 16.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Randy Rentschler, Metropolitan Transportation Commissioner, Commission. And also I'm going to ask the commissioners in this particular case, the members of the committee, to allow us to take our expedited position procedure here, which allows the chair of the commission and the chair of the Ledge Committee to agree to allow us to work a bill before the final commission acts later this month, and that is on this item, SB 16. There's an item before you here. It's just in purplish. We have some typos on some of the numbers that are attached at the back, so each of you can see how much money Senate Bill 16 would give to your community. We are asking a support and seek amendments position on this. We're going to get through the amendments. We are not looking for the perfect to get in the way of the good on this, so we're looking for your direction a little bit on that. This bill is in approach right now on the Senate side. We do expect some sort of action on the Assembly side. We may see some budget deal on this. So, look, we're looking at some possible good news here. The first thing I want to mention is that we have some updated figures. We think that the amounts of these fundings could be as high as $3.5 billion in the first year. Your memo says it's $2.8. Could go as high as $3.9 at year five. Your memo here says 3.6, so even a little bit more money than we expect. I'm going to race through this very quickly. There's some bullet points on the bottom of that first page, but this is basically a five-year deal. It increases truck weight. It moves the truck weight fees from where they are currently servicing debt on transportation bonds back to transportation accounts. It's a 10-cent gas tax hike, 12 cents for diesel. Reg fee would go up. Including an additional reg fee for zero-emission vehicles, electrics, which currently are kind of free riders on the system right now. The good news about this is that it deposits the money into a pretty clear and simple process, which would take half the money going for local streets and roads in your own communities and half the money for the state highway system after a 5% takeoff on the top for counties who impose a new sales tax. This is one of the amendments we're going to get to in a second. I can't help but mention that in the assembly analysis, they say, quote, the details of how transportation taxes and fees are spent are complicated and confusing. So this new one is not complicated and confusing. It's pretty straightforward. I do want to draw your attention into our support and seek amendments position and walk through those with you. Again, we're not seeking to have the good or the perfect get in the way of the good here, but we do think there's some things that ought to be discussed. The first thing, this is a roads-only thing. And we know with the BART incidences of this past week, we know with San Francisco Muni, we know with buses throughout the Bay region, that our transit system is equally in need of repair, as is our highway system. And when a big transportation package is seeking to leave the Capitol building, not discussing transit to us seems like something that we just simply ought to address. Now, whether or not we can succeed is one thing, but one of our suggested amendments here is that we try to get transit a little bit in the mix in this. The second thing has to do with this 5% incentive set-aside program for new jurisdictions. Our suggested amendment is that it capture all jurisdictions, not just county sales taxes. So if a local city does it with a sales tax, they ought to get it. If we are able to swing a regional gas tax, we ought to get it. Same with toll bridges. Also, the issue of new versus existing. There's been a long history of self-help in this state. It's helped both existing and new. So, look, we get there needs to be an incentive for voters locally to do things. We think it ought to be broadened. You had a long presentation just a little bit ago, actually a long time ago, about operations and so forth and so on. We think we ought to talk about that a little bit in this bill to try to make that more clear. There's a very technical provision dealing with the state and the federal gas tax. I'm not going to get into it now, but we think that that very technical issue ought to be in there. And the last thing that's a big thing is, look, this has a five-year sunset date on it. I think it's there for the politics and polling. We get they're seeking Republican votes. But again, we would urge these guys to understand, look, maintenance is a permanent condition. We ought to make this permanent. So with those suggested amendments, we would seek that the commission allow us to work this bill with our expedited procedures. Thank you.
Yes. Let me just clarify what you're asking for, though, before we go to the comment. And I'll go to Commissioner Haggerty in a second. The way you explained not letting the perfect get in the way of the good with these amendments and given the urgency, are you asking for authority to move those amendments on and off the table
correct.
Once we give you authority here?
That's correct.
Okay.
So, again, knowing that we're not going to let the perfect get way in the good, we do believe these items are important. We'd like to bring them up. Look, if we don't succeed, we don't succeed. We support the bill fundamentally, Commissioner.
And my understanding is if you get this direction that you'll attempt to meet with Senator Bell personally. I don't mean to – I know that you always try to do that, but given – he's a former commissioner here and obviously chairing the Transportation Committee. I want to make sure he's aware that we're not trying to let the perfect get in the way of the good.
Correct.
Thank you. Okay. Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I just wanted to mention about this 5%. I have to be honest with you, as I sit here, I know that there's certainly going to be an argument from the Self-Help Coalition, I think, on this. Or CalCOG, because I think they kind of viewed this as something they wanted. But along those lines, so I don't really know how I feel about that yet. And I guess I'm willing to, stick my toe in the water and see how it goes. But I do basically understand the logic. But, you know, the self-help coalitions, or CalCOG, was basically on life support up until November of last year, which is just merely a mere 5 months ago, in which they were all praying that Alameda County could pass one. To make them feel like maybe in the future they could too. So one of the amendments that I would like to see is that this actually go back and pick up anything that happened in the last November election.
We agree with you.
Well, I don't see that, though, so I guess I'd like to see that as part of the motion, that it would be retro back to November of last year, and then I fully support everything else that's going along with this. So if I get that, I'm fine.
So let me be clear. The way self-help has always worked is that it didn't matter when the darn thing was passed. If you participated, you got the money. That's one way to look at it. So when I say we agree with you, that's that idea. Another way to look at it is all future elections, no matter what the fund source.
What I'm asking for is this 5% set-aside be go back until November
I get
of
it.
2014. To allow Alameda County to take part in that too, because I think that's the only fair thing to do.
I understand.
So I'll move this with the amendments, with the thought that that staff also try to get an amendment that seeks this to be retroactive back to November of 2014.
Well, these are things they're going to try to negotiate, and I think what Randy is saying is they want to go back at least that far. They just want self-help counties to get credit for that, but I don't have a problem with the clarification. I just want to make sure it's not limiting.
Well, I think the 5% needs to be limited to something, and I don't know what other measure was passed when the measure prior between 14th back. I don't know how far back you have to go. So what I'm saying is I think November of 2014 is fair. I think San Francisco actually passed a measure, small measure, that would put them in play, and that would put Alameda County in play, and I don't know what happens statewide.
I think the problem is if you get that prescriptive and you got a county like Santa Clara County that doesn't know if its next one is going to pass or not, but has three previous ones, we may be inviting opposition from our own friends, so not me personally, but leadership group and folks like that. So I have no problem making sure Alameda situation is accounted for, but also authorizing our folks, Scott, to just negotiate as expansively as possible on that to make sure nobody.
What you're saying, if I'm correct, Dave, you're saying that basically then the 5% would go to anybody who's ever passed anything that was over and above what the state ever did.
I guess what I'm suggesting is that they need to present the situation that our region is in and with our, that our counties are in to Senator Bill. I mean, obviously, he's only going to put in whatever he wants to put in anyway. He's from Santa Clara County, and I think he'll figure out a way to accommodate it, or else he's just going to throw it all out. So he's I just don't want it to go to him and irritate him by presenting him with a proposal that could theoretically cut his own county out of, you know, out of the action. That's what I'm trying to say. So whatever works for Alameda is fine, Contra Costa and so on and so on and so on and so forth. I just didn't want to, you know, get so prescriptive that he questions our intentions.
Well, I mean, based on what you're saying, then the 5% is just 5% available for anybody, and that's not an emerging, that wasn't the original intent that the offer had.
Maybe what it should be is that the 5% goes to counties that still have self-help measures that are currently funding projects, not from 1952 or something along those lines, that are currently in play.
That could get back to 52.
It could, but...
So it's about $175 million a year. So to give you a sense, if we were to play to Mr. Spearing's county, if he was the only one that could do it, $175 million a year would go to one place. We just think that that's not likely to get... You know,
like
20 votes. Yeah. So, to be clear, between the conversation of the commissioners, as your staff, we would recommend that you give us as much running room as we can over a package that is as complicated as this. But we are looking for that direction. On this particular matter of the 5%, this is a policy in your purview for you to give us some direction on, or we can just leave it alone and let the senators do what the senators are going to do. So it's your choice at this on this.
I'm sorry, Julie.
Yeah, my conundrum with this, and as president of CalCOG as well, the concern is, yes, the aspiring counties need help, but so do we all. And so there's got to be some equity out there for those of us who are all trying to do the right thing and help fund what the state can't fund, reward us all a little bit. Not just the aspiring counties. I'm fine with the aspiring counties getting help to being self-help counties. But don't cut the rest of us who've already taken on that burden out of the picture.
Well, and I guess, I mean, certainly I could agree with that. I'm sorry, through the chair. I mean, I can agree with that. I mean, we are a self-help county, so I could, I mean, there's only, what, 18 of us or something?
19.
19 of us. I guess 19 counties could divvy up $175 million. The problem is what our staff is asking is that it be regardless of what kind of revenue it was. So it's losing the whole self-help issue or the self-help designation by saying now if you've done anything, whether it's RM3, and now you've got the big dog of MTC coming in, and to them, you know, $175 million really isn't all that much money, and they can gobble that up in an hour and a half. And for the rest of us, it's a lot of money. So I don't have a problem with, you know, that it stays self-help, and it's not time definite. But if you start including all kinds of revenue, then that's getting away from what the author originally intended.
So Commissioner, just as a fact pattern here, Prop 1B, the last time this came up, self-help has gotten a long history. We were able to do well the Bay Area because toll bridge money was included. So we did great because we helped transit and highways because our toll program was included in the calculation. So we, the Bay Area, with the toll program, are like a really big, you know, 10th county that can bring a lot of money to the table. So that's why we would recommend that. We're hurting ourselves if we don't broaden this a little bit.
Well, we're worried about what the author thinks, and what the author thinks is that the author wants to give self-help counties some sort of... I think what Senator Bell realizes is that state can't continue to fund everything, and the more self-help counties he gets, the better off he is. He's only got 18 of them, of the 58, 19 of the 58, and he's trying to figure out ways to get other counties to get into this. But so he's trying to be specific to self-help, and he was trying to be more specific to new self-help. So if we're sitting here worrying about offending him, if we come in and say, hey, your self-help program's no good, we want to do RM3 and all this other stuff, we want everything in there, then he is going to be offended.
I would suggest, all things considered, including time constraints at this point, before we lose a quorum, that we get a motion on and we just take
you
an up or down vote. And
you have a motion. You had a second.
Why don't you restate the motion?
Well, the motion was to be specific to going back to 2014 of November. I mean, I'm listening to my colleagues speak, and I'm willing to move that, but it's going against what I've been given direction on my own transportation commission to do anything less than what I moved.
But you haven't changed the recommendation in terms of revenue, which I'm agreeable with staff is suggesting on broadening the revenue, and I just want to make sure you're not changing that. I can support your motion.
Go ahead.
Discussion.
Go ahead.
I would just suggest at this point we need to see how much we can get out of it and let staff work on that. They've heard the discussion. I am concerned that if we open it up to an RM3 kind of discussion, then the rest of the state's going to do the same thing, and then there's nothing left.
That's part of their recommendation,
right,
as it stands. And
to have
the motion doesn't change that.
Right.
The motion didn't
change that. And I'm glad about
that.
Right.
The motion, to answer your question, the motion didn't change that, but it did tell staff to go back and pick up November 14th.
Okay. Right. Let's call a question then. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That's it. Whatever that was is your direction.
Got it.
No way.
I understand. No, I'm being facetious. The motion was clear.
If I drive you,
okay. Let's go really quick. This next item is AB 1360, AB 828. These are bills related to transportation network companies. Basically, they remove restrictions that these companies are concerned about that could undermine what they're doing already. So as you are well aware, Lyft and Uber and others are doing a program now where it's basically a carpooling. So a driver can pick up multiple passengers, drop them off at multiple destinations. AB 1360 makes it clear that it's okay to charge individual passengers individual fares as long as the total amount that they're being charged is less than what they'd pay if it was a single passenger. So we think that makes a lot of sense. It allows them to continue basically a carpooling service they're doing now. And AB 828 just clarifies that those vehicles that are servicing for TNCs are not commercial vehicles. We recommend a support position on these bills and would like to communicate it on an urgency basis.
Okay.
Before the motion, let the record show that Commissioner Tissier is not deputized. Commissioner Spearing has left. Now we can entertain a motion.
I'll move approval.
Okay, motion by Rainworth, second by Pierce. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, we go on to AB 35.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. AB 35 and AB 1335, these are affordable housing bills, both very germane to the conversation earlier. AB 1335 is the Speaker's bill that basically is a continuation of a proposal from former Senator DeSaunier to require a $75 fee on real estate recorded documents. It's estimated to generate between $200 million to $300 million a year for affordable housing.
Move support.
And, okay.
I'm sorry, we got to go.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm going to support it to get it to the commission, but it's likely that I won't support it there, just for the record. So this is sort of a courtesy vote to get it to the commission. So all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
There was a second. Wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yes, Rainworth. Pierce and then Rainworth. I'm sorry, I should have called that out. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? There's no dissent, right, Commissioner Haggerty? Great. That passes unanimously. Thank you. We are almost adjourned. Is there a report from Tom Bolger?
It's there for your perusal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And we are adjourned to we have training. Yes. And it's under this item. We have very little time. I have a speaking engagement at Microsoft in exactly 1 hour, and I got an hour and 15-minute commute. So,
Mr. Chair, I have a meeting that started upstairs at noon.
Yeah. We're all in the same boat. Commissioner Tissier has been needing to leave for about 10 minutes now, so it's not your fault. I just want you to know.
Is there something we can do on our own at home?
Yeah, you have a sheet in front of you. You've got a password card. Give it a try. Jess is here at all the meetings, and we'll be back next Wednesday to talk to you as well.
And there's some signed forms out here on the dais. Just want to let you know so they don't get tossed away. Thank you. All right. We're adjourned now to the next regularly scheduled Ledge Committee meeting.